This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Monday edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by Mystic Lubricants. I'll have today's stories coming right up. One of the great joys of this job is the ability to talk with growers all over America, from big operations and small ones, who produce just about every crop imaginable. And one thing I hear from many of you is you're under increasing pressure to find efficiencies in the operation wherever you can, whenever you can. But the folks at Mystic Lubricants want you to know they can give you a hand by helping extend the life of your equipment and by avoiding costly breakdowns. From Mystic's JT8 super heavy-duty engine oils to the JT6 grease to the Mystic JT5 universal transhydraulic fluid, the Mystic legendary family of lubes is specially formulated to stand up to the relentless pressures of heavy use in extreme conditions, and maybe to take a little bit of the pressure off your shoulders whenever possible, producers. That's what they call lubrication domination. Find your local Mystic distributor or retailer by going to the website mysticlubes.com. They spell that M-Y-S-T-I-K, lubes.com. Of all of those college students who are talking about voting in the midterm election this fall, many will have to vote by absentee ballot, those who didn't change their voter registration. And that's a problem. A study done in Virginia this summer found that many college students who bother to get an absentee ballot then fail to send it in. And the reason? They don't know where to get stamps. Now, this was a study done in Fairfax County, Virginia. The study was done of student interns working in the county government who also said many of their fellow college students didn't know where to get stamps. From This Week in Agribusiness, while corn and soybean growers are trying to figure out the direction of futures prices, the cash market has been a puzzle in the past week. Highly variable bids for corn and soybeans resulted in the basis overall steady to firmer, despite weak bids in parts of the country. At Farm Futures, Bryce Knorr noted that the export traffic of the river system slowed noticeably for both corn and soybeans as the harvest got underway, but he said the demand from Asian corn buyers picked up, and that strengthened the basis off of the Pacific Northwest. That helped boost the basis in parts of the Western Corn Belt, thanks to declining rail costs. Costs that are, as Bryce pointed out, the lowest in 5 years for harvest time rail shipping slots out there. Colorado has had smoke advisories in recent days because of the Silver Creek fire that has now involved almost 20,000 acres. Now, something you ought to know when the fire acreage is reported is that there is often some acreage intentionally burned by firefighters, as was the case this weekend in Colorado. They do burnout operations where they'll light unburned fuel, some of the grass and sage, and that then reduces the future fire risk. Green Bay Packers linebacker Clay Matthews is saying what many football fans are saying now about pro football. For the third weekend in a row, Matthews was called for roughing the passer. Packer fans tried to figure it out. It looked like Matthews did nothing wrong. He told press after the game, "This league's going in a direction a lot of people don't like." And he added, "I think they're getting soft." That's today's Midwest Digest. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.